But now for the Bebop Riders in today's truly different adventure, The Unwanted. Well, riders usually our friends from the Bebop find their problems arising from outside forces. As a matter of fact, trouble seems to stalk the ranch. But there are times when trouble develops not from outside, but within their own ranks. And when that happens, well, that's when our friends on the Bebop face the test of their greatest breath. Now, son, try to be reasonable about this. I know you hate to feel left out of things, but this is too dangerous.
Then why? Sonny, I'm old enough to take care of myself. I'm not a baby.
I never said you were, Poppy. But tackling a bear like this one that's been attacking our herd is dangerous, even for a grown man. Certainly isn't the sort of job you take a boy on.
Gee whiz, that's all I ever hear. I'm not old enough for that. I'm not old enough for that.
I'm only thinking of your own good, Bobby.
Oh, screw it.
What was that, Bobby?
I'm sorry, Jack. But golly, if you'd only...
Son, we've gone over this again and again, and it's no good. I'm not taking you on anything as dangerous as this hunt and that final. I don't want to hear any more about it. Irish, Windy, why in blazes aren't you ready?
Hey, now take it easy, Tex. We're all ready to leave.
Well, I'm sorry, boys. No reason to snap at you.
Doggone, you come storming over here like you was fit to kill. What's wrong?
Is it Bobby, Tex?
Yes, it's Bobby. He's still trying to get me to let him go on this hunt with us.
But doggone, didn't you tell him it's for his own good?
I tried, but you know how he feels. Hates to be left out of anything.
Oh, shucks, I wouldn't mind being left out of this. Not from what we've heard of the size of that bear.
Yeah, only you're not a boy who's anxious to grow up.
Yeah, it's a problem, all right. But he'll get over it, Dick.
I hope so, boy. I hope so. But we've got other things to worry about. You say you're all set?
Ready as we'll ever be.
All right, then. Let's get the other boys and head for the mountains. That bear's up there somewhere. It's our job to find him before he does any more killing.
Not old enough to do that. Golly, you'll know how lucky you are to be a dog. Yes, you are. It doesn't take you almost your whole life before folks admit you're grown up. Golly, sometimes I wish I could... Hey, where'd you come from, mister? I didn't hear you come up.
Well, you were so busy hacking at that whittling wood, I don't think you'd have heard anything. Hey, that's some dog. Yeah. It's friendly, Cuss.
Golly. Yeah, I've taken to you. He doesn't usually do that with strangers.
Oh, I always get along okay with dogs. I reckon it's because they know I like them. And it's a big help when you're living like me.
What do you mean?
Well, as you probably can guess from my clothes, I am what you might call a knight of the road. Or a bum.
You're a hobo?
Matter of fact, that's the handle most folks call me by, just plain a hobo.
But you must have a name.
No, I had one. But I left that behind with everything else when I took off. Now I just wander around and hope that folks like you won't mind sharing a bit of food with an old man. Could you spare a bit?
Oh, sure. Come on inside. But golly, don't you have any family or friends?
Well, when a fella gets to be my age, he's just in the way.
Gosh.
That's why I hit the road when they pensioned me off from a job. I wasn't needed or wanted. You ought to be glad, Sonny, that you don't know what that feeling's like, to be unwanted.
Don't I? Don't bet on it.
But you do.
Never mind now, mister. You come on into the house and I'll have Tia Maria fix something to eat. And after that, well, I have an idea. Yes, sir. A real good idea.
As the pollen red ball in the west now, as Tex and the rest of the hands wearily return from their bear hunt. It's quite obvious from their expressions that they've had no success in tracking down the killer bear that's been terrorizing the district. But now, on arriving at the ranch in hopes of getting some rest, they find instead that they're faced with another problem.
And if you don't mind my saying so, Mr. Mason, you're liable to have trouble from that boy if you don't get things straightened out. Now, of course, it ain't none of my business being a stranger and all.
No,
but...
no, Hobo. I'm glad you told me.
Yeah, well, like I said, he's got me worried. I had quite a talk with Bobby before you got back, and that lad is plenty upset.
Yeah, not much doubt about that. He didn't even come out to greet us.
No. Ducked inside as soon as he seen you coming. I think he kind of feels right now as if the whole darn world is against him.
Well, just because we wouldn't take him on this bear hunt? Shucks, a little boss ought to have more sense than that. It's only for his own good.
Yeah, we know be for our own good, Windman, but that not be answer to Bobby Boy. He just know he want to be treated like man, not want to be told he be too young.
Yeah, that's it, all right.
Well, I'm afraid this is something Bobby has to fight out in himself. He'll straighten himself out in time.
Yeah, I just hope it is in time.
Oh, what do you mean?
Well, the one thing I didn't tell you was that when I was talking with him, he seemed to have it in mind to leave the ranch. You're sort of feeling me out about taking him with me when I go tomorrow.
But glory be, you wouldn't take him, would you?
I don't actually know. He's a mighty pleasant lad, and I wouldn't mind some company.
But doggone, this is a little boss's home. You can't do it.
Yeah. No, I reckon not. But if I don't, he's liable to latch on to somebody else or just take off on his own.
You think it's that serious, Hobo?
It's that serious to him. That boy's got a lot of pride and the spunk to match it.
Yes, I know.
Here, Deanna, maybe Sir Harker has talked with Bobby Boy. Maybe so he'd be listening to Harker.
Well, I suppose it's worth a try. All right, Harker, go ahead. For the rest of us, we better turn in. We've got to make an early start tomorrow if we're to do better than today on catching that bear. Bobby Boy.
Huh? Oh, howdy, Harker.
Well, what you be do out here all alone, Bobby Boy? Why you not come inside with fellas?
I know when I'm not wanted.
Oh, Bobby Boy, you know that not be so.
Isn't it?
Yeah. I can know how you feel. Be like bird that be anxious to try out wings. But even birds must wait till wings be strong enough to carry.
Well, my wings are. I mean, oh, gosh, Harker. You know what I mean.
See, Harker, no. But it still not be right to be mad at El Tejano. He just be trying to do what be right.
I know, Harker. And I'm not really mad at him. But golly, if I could only prove to him that I'm old enough to take care of myself.
Oh. If El Tejano not think you be grown up, he not leave you here at ranch all alone. But he know you be able to take care of self.
Maybe.
Oh, see, it be true, Bobby Boy. He be count on you to take care of ranch while we be gone. That be plenty big job. If he think you just be baited, he not leave you all alone.
Golly, I never thought of it that way.
See. So why you not make up with Etiana, eh?
No, Harker. Not now. I think I'll turn in and do some praying. In the morning... Well,
we'll see. You and the boys all set to go, Wendy?
Oh, I reckon so, Tex. Only it's so darn early, my eyes feel like somebody left the shades down.
Well, the sooner we get started, the better chance we'll have of getting that bear.
Are you heading up into the mountains, Tex?
Uh-huh. That's where the bear is, Hobo. Why do you ask?
Well, I figured on heading up that way myself.
Oh.
I thought I'd camp up there and do some fishing. And I thought I might ride along with you.
Oh, well, do you have to leave today?
Well, no, I don't have to. I don't want to take advantage of you folks too much.
Believe me, Hobo, you're not. Matter of fact, I was hoping you'd stay a while longer. Good to know there's someone here to look after Bobby while we're away.
Oh, well, if you really want me to stay...
Well, I'd appreciate it. After all, Bobby's just a boy, and he's too young to... Hey, what was that?
Sounded like somebody running off on the other side of the barn.
Hey, Dana.
Cristiano.
Yeah?
What did happen? What did go wrong?
Well, what do you mean, compadre? Wrong with what?
With Bobby Boy. I could see him just run by from here like he'd be chased.
Oh, my gosh. You reckon maybe he heard what you said about his being too young to stay alone?
Oh, if he hear you say that, it'd be plenty bad. He mad at all of us now.
I'd better go after him. He might listen to me where he wouldn't to you. Which way'd he go, Arthur?
Be head dog, Correll. More better you hurry.
Bobby, wait up,
man.
Where are you going, lad?
Bobo, did you hear? Too young to be left alone. That's what Tex said.
I know, son, but
well, I'll show him off. Bobo, you've got to take me with you when you leave. Please, Hobo, you've got to.
Well, shucks, I'd like to, but Bobby,
if you don't, I'll go alone. Please, Hobo, please.
No, I don't. Oh, all right, Bobby. All right, lad. I'll take you with me. Well, you all set to go, Bobby? You got your gear all packed?
Uh-huh. At least I think so.
Yeah, and the note you're going to leave for Tex?
Here it is.
Ah, good. Then I'll just tuck it here in this envelope.
Hey, what's that other paper in there?
Huh? That's just a note of my own thanking him for everything and telling him not to worry about you. I'll just leave him there on his desk where he'll find it when they get back. There you are.
Well, I guess there's nothing now to get started.
Uh-huh. And from now on, Bobby, you're going to be treated just like any other man. Yes, sir. From now on, you're on your own.
And so Bobby Benson and a strangely different old man set out together. If Bobby has any qualms as he looks back at the B-Bobby, they're soon lost in a boyish zest for the adventure ahead.
Where are you headed to, Hobo? Well, I figured I'm heading up into the mountains for a spell. I thought I'd do a mighty fishing.
In those mountains? Well, golly, that's where the killer bear is supposed to be hiding.
I know. Well, shucks, you ain't scared of him, are you?
Well, no, but...
Shucks, wasn't you complaining because they wouldn't take you along on the hunt for the bear?
Oh, I'm not scared of him. I was just thinking.
Well, if I was you, I'd do less thinking and more walking. I don't want you holding me back.
Oh, I won't hold you back. Don't worry about me, Hobo. I'll be okay.
Yes, as they started out, Bobby's step was gay and sprightly. But as mile after mile dragged behind them, it was another story. For all his age, Hobo set a fast pace. And as Bobby's feet became heavier and heavier, the way before them seemed to grow even harder.
Golly, it sure is tough climbing this way. You think we'll be able to rest soon?
Rest? No, sirree. Why, shucks, we only got another hour or so of daylight left us, and I want to go a long spell yet. Now, come on and quit dragging behind.
Okay, Uncle. I'm
So, what's that supposed to mean to me? You expect me to carry you?
No. Of course not, but... Well, couldn't we rest a while?
Oh, dang it all. I knowed I shouldn't have brought you with me. Nothing but trouble. And you call yourself a man.
I am.
Well, then get up and get a move on. Unless you want to be left here, that is.
Golly, Hobo. You've changed yourself. Nothing like you were at the ranch.
At the ranch, you was a boy, and I treated you like one. But when you come with me, you said you could carry your own weight like a man. And dang it all, that's what you're gonna do. Or so help me, I'll leave you behind. Now get up. Come on your feet, and let's go.
And then as the darkness closed in on the mountain...
Oh, boy. I just can't go any further. I just can't walk anymore.
And you wanted to be treated like a man.
I don't want anything, Hobo. Nothing but some rest.
That's a fine how-do-you-do. Claiming to be a man, and then as soon as you get treated like one, why, you just up and you... Bobby? Oh, doggone. Darn it, he isn't asleep already. Well, I can't blame you, son. I could do with some myself. But there's more for me to do before I can turn in. You sleep tight, lad. Sleep tight. Dex, are you here? I can't see in the dark.
Over here, Hobo. Where's Bobby?
Just a little ways off. I figured it pretty close when I told you the note to meet me here. He made it this far and then just about passed out on his feet.
Well, glory be, it's no wonder. Do you know how far you've walked?
Well, if I don't, my feet sure do. But I got to hand it to the lad. I really give him a hard time and he stood up to it.
But why you do it? Why you let Bobby Boy come with you, huh?
Well, like I written the note I left you, I figured if I hadn't let him come with me, he might have tried something else. Oh, I've been giving him a mighty hard time of it. I think he's close to being darn glad to go back to the ranch and stay in there till he's really grown up. Yes, indeed. And when we get done with the rest of my plan...
You mean you got something up your sleeve?
Yeah. Just you listen. You see, right now, the boy's back there fast asleep. But in a little while, if he was to go down...
Hobo! Hobo! Is that you? Golly, it's so dark I can't see a thing. Hobo, where are you? Oh, my gosh. Who was that? It sounded like a bear. Hobo! Hobo, where are you? It's coming closer. I hear it moving. Through the brush. He's heading this way. Golly, what'll I do? Keep away! Stay away from me!
Bobby Boy, what be wrong?
Archer! Oh, golly, Archer! Is it really you?
Gee, Bobby Boy. Oh, you be frightened?
I sort of heard a bear. And then... And you came in the shadows. Oh, golly, Huck. I was never so happy to see anyone in my life. I guess, well, you can take me back to the ranch.
See, Bobby Boy. El Tiano and fellas, they be way just a little way down trail. But you sure you want to go back?
Do I? Golly, I never should have left. I don't know what got into me.
You want to prove you be man. You sure you want to go back now and just be boy?
You bet I do, Harker. Leastways until I really grow up. Believe me, I've learned my lesson, but good.
Bueno. And you come with Harker. He will lead you back.
Oui, Harker. I just saw something moving in the brush. It must be the bear.
No, Bobby Boy. Bear not be around here. Noise you hear before be Harker. He be make noise like bear.
I swear I saw something in the brush. Arthur, it is the bear.
Back, Bobby Boy.
It's the killer bear, Arthur. He's hitting straight for us. What will we do, Arthur? What will we do? Arthur, he's coming for us.
You run, Bobby Boy. Go down here to El Tiano and other fellas. Arthur, hold off bear.
You can't, Arthur. You've only got your knife. I can't leave you.
You not be help here. Get help. Arthur, try to hold off bear till you bring fellas. But run, Bobby Boy, run.
For a moment, Bobby stands in doubt. But then he realizes that his only hope is to bring help. And so he turns and rushes down the mountain. And as he does, the bear leaps to chase him, only to find instead that the Indian is blocking his path, blade in hand. And as Harker lunges forward between razor-edged paws, the blade strikes. Maddened now, the bear strikes wildly at this puny human who dared challenge him. Arms like monstrous clubs swing viciously at him. Razor-edged claws slice the air. But the Indian is fast. Like a bronze shadow, he leaps back from the raking paws, only to lunge forward a moment to plunge his blade into the bear, and then moves quickly away. Again and again, his blade bites deep as the fury of the wounded bear mounts apace. But then... One huge battering ram of an arm has struck the Indian, hurled him to the ground like a battered doll. For a moment, the bear drops to all fours. Needled fangs gape at the inert form, and then towering again on its hind legs,
It moved forward for the kill.
You got it, Seth!
Come on, let's see how Harker is. Compadre. Compadre, are you all right?
Here, Arsh. Yeah. Help me drag this dirt bear off of him.
Yeah.
So right on top of him.
Come on, Wendy.
Compadre, Seth. Is he okay? Were we in time?
Hey, he don't seem to be wounded.
Compadre. Compadre, can you hear me? Are you all right?
Be all right in a minute, Gianna. Just her breath. My God. But, oh, you get here just in time.
He came as soon as Bobby reached him.
Yes, sir. The lad come flying down that slope like he had wings.
Maybe so. Maybe so. Little bird have his wings. See, Bobby boy? Bobby boy be more man than we think.
Harker. I'm still a boy, and I know it. Only somehow, it doesn't bother me anymore. No, sir, Harker. Not a man, just a boy. But come on, let's head home.
The B-Bar-B Riders.
Brought to you by...
Dentine. The gum with... breathtaking flavor.
And Beeman's Pepsin. The gum that's great to chew and good for your digestion, too.
And this is Cactus Carl Warren, along with Bobby Benson, Windy Wales, this Wild Tales, and Tex Fletcher, the Singing Cowboy. Now, here's Bobby.
I can hear a cowboy singing as he's riding down the trail.
Oh, singing boy.
Riding down the trail, riding down the trail. His lariat is swinging underneath the moon so pale. And he ain't gonna roam no more. He ain't gonna roam no more. He ain't gonna roam no more. A little pal waiting by a little ranch house door. And he ain't gonna roam no more.
Real pretty.
Who sent you that letter you got there, Wendy?
Oh, this. Well, it's from an aunt of mine over in Simpkins Junction. You know, fellas, getting this letter reminds me of another aunt I had once.
What was her name?
Aunt Horace.
Aunt Horace?
That's right. Horace was an aunt, Cactus Carl.
That's what you say.
I know it.
But wasn't that a funny name for your aunt, Wendy?
It sure was. I remember my Aunt Henry used to laugh at Horace and say how funny it was.
Your Aunt Henry?
Yeah. I'll never forget the time Aunt Horace broke a leg.
Oh, what a shame.
Well, it wasn't nothing. After all, when you got 34 legs, one broken one don't matter, Buzz. Mm-hmm.
Your Aunt Horace had 34 legs?
Oh, certainly. All aunts has got 34 legs.
Well, I better get busy and write my Aunt Clara. She want to hear what a freak she is. She's only got 2 legs.
Well, what a shame. How does she collect crumbs and things with only 2 legs?
Crumbs? Oh, now, wait a minute, Wendy. Are you talking about aunts or ants?
Exactly.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Huh? Hey, fellas, Wendy is talking about the species known as a small social insect, not the female relative, wife of uncles.
I was?
Sure, I get it now. But, Wendy, how come you kept ants?
Well, it happened this way, Bobby. I was captured by Indians, and instead of burning me at the stake, they decided they was going to tie me to an anthill and let me be ate up alive.
Ooh. Golly, that was horrible.
Well, there I was, tied to the anthill. I had to do me some quick thinking to get out of that predicament.
What did you do?
Well, sir, I just talked to them little rascals, and then I promised them something. And instead of eating me, they ate the ropes that tied me, and I was free.
Oh, that a boy, Wendy, that was quick thinking all the way. Fella.
What did you promise them, Wendy?
Well, little boss, can't you guess?
No, I can't.
I promised them the most important thing in an ant's life.
What's the most important thing of an ant's life?
A picnic every Sunday.
Oh, that Wendy.
Chiclet.
Taste the difference when you chew. Flavor on the outside, inside, too.
Chiclet.
Time the difference by the clock. Flavor lingers, tick, tick, tock.
Chiclet.
Count the difference. Count 'em, cousin. Every box, an even dozen.
Chiclet.
Get the big nickel's worth. You can taste the difference, time the difference, count the difference. And whether you chew gum to keep your mouth fresh and clean, or just for the plain fun of chewing it, you'll be better off on every count with Chiclets. They're flavored on the outside, flavored on the inside. With chiclets, you don't chew the flavor out, you chew the flavor in. That's why the goodness lingers on and on.
They're candy-coated.
Flavor-coated.
Mmm, pleasure-coated.
And more fun for your money. So get the big nickel's worth.
Chiclets, chiclets, chiclets.
Oh, I'm a roaming cowboy, far away from
home. Sing it, Texas.
Before I get back to Texas, I nevermore will roam. Montana is too cold for me, the winters are too long. Before the roundups do begin, my money is all gone.
That's it, boy.
I've traveled out the country, Nebraska's hills of sand. Down through the Indian Nation and up the Rio Grande.
All right, just till next Sunday. Adios, amigos.
Adios, Bobby.